Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says the State of the Union is much improved from where it was in the depths of the pandemic after he took office.
Remember the fear, record losses. Remember the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus. It took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind.
Biden touted his administration's efforts to pull the U.S. economy out of the COVID slump. He says he plans to continue that.
America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt offered the GOP rebuttal Thursday night.
One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
While speaking for Montgomery, she said Americans deserve a leader who is not diminished. The first-term Alabama Republican is the youngest woman in the Senate. U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during his State of the Union. The man's son was a Marine killed in a hasty pullout from Afghanistan. TikTok users are inundating members of Congress with phone calls, urging them to oppose a bill that might lead to the eventual prohibition of TikTok in the United States. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
TikTok has raised alarms about the potential shutdown of the Chinese-owned app due to national security concerns. The platform is now directing users to contact their representatives in Congress, urging them to vote against the bill. This development follows the unanimous advancement of a bill by the House Energy and Commerce Committee Thursday. The bill proposes that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, must either divest from the app or face a ban in the United States. Lawmakers expressed concerns that the Chinese government could potentially access the personal data of American TikTok users.
This is USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A new independent review is shedding more light on all that went wrong the day of the mass school shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, May 2022. Private investigator Jesse Prado looked closely at facts surrounding the day's events and says the biggest problem was with communication.
Chief of Police Arredondo was on one side of the building and many other officers were on the north side of the hallway, but there was no communication as to a game plan.
U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during his State of the Union address Thursday night. The man's son was a Marine killed, along with many others, during the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Officers led the man out of the gallery. He was arrested for disrupting Congress. Daniel Rodimer, a former congressional candidate and pro wrestler, has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip. Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center this week following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier that day. The warrant relates to the November 2023 death of Christopher Tapp. Witnesses claim Rodimer was enraged at Tapp after he purportedly offered cocaine to Rodimer's stepdaughter during a party in a suite at Resorts World. Notably, Rodimer received an endorsement from former President Donald Trump during his unsuccessful 2020 congressional campaign. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Friday to you. Bill Martinez here. Joe Biden may be a little bit late for the State of the Union, but Liz Peek, she's never late. Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst joins us now. Hey, Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. This State of the Union was a campaign stop, let's face it. And, coming from somebody who is definitively desperate for another 4 years and maybe even his legacy.
Yeah. So I'm in London. I think you knew that. And so I didn't watch it, but I've been reading about it all morning over here and I have watched parts of it. I have to say, I thought it was offensive. It was angry. I love the fact that the media has settled on the word feisty to describe Biden's performance. Axios calls him the boxer. I mean, give me a break. Really what this is was an angry old man rant. As I looked at snippets of it, it seemed very strange. And when people that I admire, because they're not, overly partisan, start talking about how it was an offensive partisan, the most partisan speech they've seen ever, in terms of the State of the Union address, I take that seriously. And it seems to me that that's what it was. So is he desperate? Yeah. And I think the desperation, number one, last night, forget policy. It was about coming out and looking like you had enough oomph to get through 4 more years. What I think he has is enough oomph to get through 2 hours.
Yeah, my impression, Liz, I mean, with all due respect, I thought they overjuiced him.
That's what people were saying.
He just was really quick with his speech. He mumbled stuff. And I don't want to be overly critical about that. I'm just a general observation. Again, the same kind of talking points at a campaign where the left is going to present their side of the story with their language. He's talking about freedom and democracy, says they're under attack both at home and abroad. Okay, well, define for me freedom and democracy, okay? Because the Democrats' way and meaning of that, this is where the disconnect begins, I think, between the left and the right, is that our definition of freedom and democracy are not the same.
Well, of course. And, what he's talking about, he is going to run on abortion. That's number one. And when they talk about freedom, it's impossible for Democrats to find any sphere in which freedoms are not more jealously protected by Republicans than Democrats. I mean, there is no gray area here. Think about freedom of religion. Okay, who's really amped up on that? That's Republicans. How about freedom of speech? Again, you never hear. In fact, polling has shown that liberal elites don't even believe in freedom of speech anymore, not
yeah, exactly.
if it contravenes their narrative. And what we know about the Biden administration historically, they clamped down on freedom of speech. So I guess that's not a freedom that they're particularly worried about. When you come down to it, all right, so voting rights, that's something Kamala Harris has been talking a lot about. Find me a situation where any single person in the United States has not been allowed to vote because of some rule or measure adopted by Republicans. I don't think it exists, and I don't think they can find one, which is why you never find in the gallery, for example, in the State of the Union talk, somebody that Joe Biden has saved from not being able to vote, because
exactly.
there isn't such a person, right? I mean, that's a legitimate
yeah.
claim, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. That's the boogeyman that the Democratic Party contrives. It's like, in a sense, it's a little bit like reproductive freedom. Well, what does that mean? Go ahead.
No, I mean, that is what it comes down to. That is the sole right or freedom, whatever you want to talk about it, the right to an abortion, the freedom to have an abortion. That is it. That is their focus. And you're going to find an awful lot of conversation about that over the next several months. Look, I think abortion really was an issue that hurt Republicans in 2022. I think it can hurt again in 24. I think if Biden is reelected, it will be something of a referendum on Trump and his popularity or unpopularity, just as if Biden loses, it'll be a referendum on him. But abortion is sort of the wild card here, because an awful lot of the polling right now, Bill, that shows young people moving away from Biden. We all presume that that is because of Palestine and the issues and his support of Israel. But you know what? When it comes down to it, young people and particularly young women are certainly going to be very much swayed also by abortion policy. So I am of the school that Republicans need to figure this out.
They really do.
Because I think it's going to be a problem.
Well, you know, it was interesting. Last night I was at a meeting and Abby Johnson was the speaker. And she worked for Planned Parenthood for 5 years and since has left and is now pro-choice and has 8 children. You know, so really believes in pro-choice. And although she admitted last night, said that she had participated in a couple of abortions herself. But regardless, what she said, which I thought was quite fascinating, was that Planned Parenthood had brought in a marketing team. And because they kind of lulled out there after a couple of years, things kind of slowed down, and they said, we just got to really change the narrative here. And they came up with this powerful line and scenario that they would tell the women who were coming in. And when they gave them this line, they said that they never had anybody leave the facility. Before, women would leave the facility. They'd be, you know, perplexed and say, okay, you know, I don't feel good about it, I'd leave. But when they came up with this line, this connected with them. And she said that the line was, what you're doing is an act of compassion. You're choosing an abortion because it's right for you, your family, and your future family. Those two, that sentence, that single sentence was so, and you know, when I heard her say that, you know, I couldn't help but think, have you seen the movie Oppenheimer yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I couldn't help but align these two ideas with it, because Oppenheimer was, at the end of the day, thinking, okay, we're going to kill a lot of people here. You can't help but have some sense of humanity to think you're dropping a bomb and you're going to be killing hundreds of thousands of people. But what was the line? The line was, it's the compassionate thing to do. And I couldn't help but think that there's some alignment here for what we've done. I mean, in a sense, we've kind of released another form of a nuclear bomb on humanity in the form of abortion. I don't know, just a, you know, maybe a spurious thought. I don't know. I just felt like there was some connection here, Liz.
Well, that's an interesting idea. I mean, it's an interesting idea that they felt they had to develop a marketing plan to encourage women to have an abortion. I mean, that seems to me to be sort of a heinous approach. In other words, it should be an act of last resort, right? And and not something that is promoted. I mean, I don't get that at all, I have to say. But anyway, you know, At the end of the day, Bill, Republicans, as I say, have to figure out a path 100%. Forward. And part of that path forward will talk about it the other side.
Yeah, exactly. More from Liz Peek. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
With us, the Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Liz, real quick, just sidebar. Jobs report came out. This is like the return of the Obama years. Anytime we got jobs numbers, there was always, you always want to put an asterisk on every job number because you knew it was going to be modified, 30 days later. And here we are again. I don't know. What did you read from it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the number was 275, which is a whole lot more than everybody expected. But it turns out that the December and January, remember, January came in at 353,000, which was way beyond anyone's expectation. Combined now, those numbers have been revised down by a whopping 167,000 jobs. So, you know, is this one going to be revised down? I'm guessing yes, because what we've seen in the ISM reports for both manufacturing and services is a decline in employment in hiring. So that is a very recent read on what's going on.
Oop. I think we lost her. Okay, we'll get her back. You know, this, somebody cut the line between here and England, so she's there, so we'll pull her back up. But this is an important issue, again, ladies and gentlemen. Look at these numbers. And, you know, and I don't blame you for being frustrated. I'm frustrated, too. I just want the truth. Give me the truth, the whole truth, nothing but. And for some reason, it's the order of the day in our government is that, well, it's close enough for government work. It's okay. I mean, you know, you hear these different politicos talk in Senate hearings or congressional hearings. It's like, can't you, why is it so difficult to just get a straight answer, right, Liz?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm afraid our call dropped for a minute, so I wasn't sure what you were referring to.
Oh, okay, what I was referring to is that, why can't we get the truth, you know, from our government? You know, whether it's numbers or what's going on, you know, January 6th, election integrity, you know, everything's a spin. You know,
It's true. It really is true. And it's become dishonesty is perfectly okay now. I mean, that's really kind of what I take away. And honestly, it's on both sides of the aisle, but it does seem to me that Joe Biden just lies all the time, and his apparatchiks and his supporters lie, and no one look at Adam Schiff, for Pete's sake, being the potential likely person to become the U.S. senator from California. There's a guy who everybody knows lied consistently, endlessly about the Russia collusion story involving Donald Trump. He knew he was lying, and he would promise that he would come out with evidence of that collusion the next day, and it never materialized because there wasn't any. That is a bad guy. That's a bad guy. And yet Californians are about to vote him in to the U.S. Senate. With, you know, I mean, chances are that that's a race he's going to win. How can that be? It's offensive. But going back to the jobs number, what I was going to say before the call dropped is that the most consistent aspect of the hiring and employment numbers over the last year has been that government has been hiring about 50 to 53,000 jobs per month, people per month, and that kind of gives you a very good sense of, you know, where the money's going. And if you add in health services and social assistance, all of those are also quasi-government hiring. Compare that with what's been going on with private sector hiring recently, where there's been very little movement at all. That really is the story of the Biden administration.
Well, and he talks about building the economy from the bottom up. You know, please help me out, Liz. I mean, come on. When has he done anything for the bottom except devastate them?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, if you look at polling, people who earn less than $50,000 a year absolutely disapprove of Joe Biden. I mean, that is one of the groups he is not going to win over in November. Why? Because those are the people who are now defaulting on their auto loans, not able to buy a
credit
house.
Credit cards, not
being able to afford food. I mean, you know, where's the compassion for the American family that's struggling to put food on the table? Bill, there isn't any. And I think that's why, at the end of the day, this president's approval ratings are so dismal. There is no empathy. Remember how empathetic Joe Biden was supposed to be? There is no compassion for the people who literally don't have enough to eat. So this is a wrecking ball of an administration. Whatever it takes is what Republicans have to do to win in November.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was Katie Britt's presentation, is that she said, well, I think it's been a minute since Joe Biden ran a a shopping cart into a grocery store and saw the cost of food, or went and filled his gas tank with with gas to see what everyday people are dealing with. Pointing to exactly what you're saying is that this disconnect that he has and this lack of compassion. Liz, I mean, how can people afford this? I mean, when you look at cost of living now, they're saying, what, $11,000 more, per year is costing people?
Yeah, it's really hard. And again, of course, it's people who have to spend more of their income on rent and food who are getting whacked by this. And by the way, rents were supposed to be coming down by this point. They're not. They're still going up. One of the reasons that inflation is as high as it is, those costs continue to escalate. But again, the food thing is really the big quandary. And I'm so offended, Bill, by Joe Biden blaming the food companies and having a new task force to look into price gouging. I just put out a piece, a very wonky piece, where I go through all the big food companies and show that, in fact, they are behind in terms of profit margin, which really would be sort of the symptom, if you will, of price gouging. They are behind where they were before the pandemic. All of them took a big hit because of Joe Biden's inflation, and they have not yet been made whole, even though, yes, they've had to raise prices to offset higher labor, higher materials, et cetera. But to blame others for what continues to this day, which is overspending by Democrats, it's really offensive.
No, I agree 100%, and that's a great piece, by the way. You've got to check it out. It's at foxnews.com or Google Liz Peek's name, and it'll come up. And, again, remind you, and Liz and I have said this many times, as inspired by, the Marx Brothers, you're going to believe, you're going to believe me or your lying eyes or your lying wallet. I mean, this is what it comes down to, that, it's undeniable. And this is why the Democrats and why Joe Biden, but it's a lack of compassion on his part to even think of things like, what's going on with the border. I mean, this would be an easy fix. Our energy issues would be an easy fix, but he's not interested.
No, not at all. It's the only thing he has expressed recently about the border is he thinks it's a political liability, which is why he made his little touchdown, landing on the border for 30 minutes or whatever, and then flying out again. He wants to show that he's aware of it, but by golly, he's not going to do anything about it, including, by the way, sending much-needed money to cities like Chicago and New York and Philadelphia, blue cities, cities allied with Joe Biden, which are struggling under the onslaught of hundreds of thousands of migrants being flown into those cities by the government. So he sends them around. And yes, Governor Abbott did too, which I applaud him for, because it raised people's awareness of this issue. But he won't take any responsibility at all. Biden is out to lunch on this, as he is on every other issue.
Well, I'll tell you, I know people remain nervous. I'm surprised that there's only a 2-point differential between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Maybe it'll widen now that, that Nikki Haley is out of the race on the Republican side and it's just a binary choice. It's just hard for me to think that it's still that close because of the obvious pain that, everyday Americans are feeling because of just exactly as you said, because of the policies of one Joe Biden and this Democratic Party.
I agree. It seems to me the choice is clear. And look, it's not the choice everybody wanted, but the choice is clear nonetheless. I mean, reelecting Joe Biden is just unthinkable.
Thank you, Lucy.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablet. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
USA News Update. TikTok users are inundating members of Congress with phone calls, urging them to oppose a bill that might lead to the eventual prohibition of TikTok in the United States. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
TikTok has raised alarms about the potential shutdown of the Chinese-owned app due to national security concerns. The platform is now directing users to contact their representatives in Congress, urging them to vote against the bill.
For anyone who says they know a person who would give anything, even a finger or toe, to make it to the game, some Kansas City Chiefs fans actually might have this past January. During a playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium between the Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins, nighttime wind chills dipped to more than 20 below zero, and some fans suffered frostbite. Now, about a dozen of them are being told by doctors to schedule amputation procedures. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With us, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us, professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, and Lies My Liberal Teachers Taught Me, The Whole Truth and Nothing But. Dr. Riley, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good to be back on the show.
Well, all eyes are on Gen Z as we're 8 months away from this election. You know, are they going to be a critical factor in this upcoming election or not?
Well, I mean, the whole thing, there are questions that are asked pretty much every election, like what's the role of the youth vote going to be? What's the role of the minority Republican vote going to be? I mean, we hear every 4 years that black and Asian business people are tired of Democrats. I think both you and I would fall in that minority business person category to some extent, you know, somewhat down the line. What usually happens is that the role is pretty small, and that's why, you know, historical stereotypes exist. Young people generally don't vote. We could see the Zillennials turn out in large numbers. I don't necessarily think we will. One thing that's interesting with that group, actually, is that men are becoming very conservative and women are moving more liberal, even more liberal. That's something we could see reflected in the voting turnout.
Well, and I wonder, you know, for the young people, will the Roe v. Wade issue be a firebrand for them?
Well, the argument, if it is, it's very likely going to be in the quote-unquote pro-choice direction. I mean, you're seeing a lot of passionate activism from young women around the idea that rights are trying to be taken away. And by the way, the right doesn't always help with this. I mean, there's a petition online right now to repeal the 19th Amendment that has 4 million signatures. Mm. And I mean, at a certain level, that's funny, right? We're not going to do that.
Right.
But nonetheless, if you're a young woman, a sorority woman in college, and you're looking at the electoral prospects, and you do a 10-minute Google search, you're going to see a lot of claims, some of which are real, some of which are completely made up, but that the conservative side is coming for your rights. We're not just talking about abortion here. I mean, you're talking about, like, in vitro fertilization recently became a topic of discussion. Alabama and a couple of other states are saying, at least until there's some kind of embryo care, we're not going to do this. There's the voting stuff. I mean, surrogacy. So, yeah, I think that makes it more difficult. I mean, statistically, from a consulting gig, I know that makes it more difficult for women to turn out for the GOP. On the other hand, I mean, there's now a substantial pro-life bloc among young people. The real issue is that young people just generally don't vote. The most active voters are members of the American Association of Retired People.
Exactly, Ron. The Grey Panthers.
They know what's at stake.
Yeah, exactly, without a doubt. Yeah, the thing that, you know, I continue to have an issue with is the language. You know, this idea of reproductive freedom. In a sense, I'm going to give you the freedom for state-sponsored, you know, put it in harshest terms, state-sponsored murder of a child. How is that freedom? But this is what the left has done a good job in word-selling, you know, the language in such a way and hijacking in such a way to make something, you know, so harsh be so acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the actual abortion issue is a pretty complicated one among Americans. I'm not even getting into the moral roots of, you know, is the Catholic position correct on this?
Right.
Or, I mean, Jewish Americans believe something a bit different, so on. But, like, in terms of what people actually think politically, how to phrase this? First of all, I don't think most people know what the Democratic position on abortion in particular is. So the Democratic Party position on abortion is that you should be able to have an abortion until birth, basically.
Well, in some states, post-birth.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't mean to be cynical here, but it depends on how you define birth. The baby at that point has to be leaving the body, but not entirely out of the body. But basically, to me, it's kind of crazy that court cases include that kind of language. And that is the Democratic Party position. The decision, I believe the language is between a woman and her doctor until the end of a pregnancy. That's not the typical American position. Americans in general support what they have in Europe, which is abortion in most countries through, say, week 10 or 12 with some medical safeguards on it. And that, I mean, whether you know we like it or not, is the majority position almost everywhere in the world. We're starting to see that in West Africa and Japan.
Right.
The thing with reproductive rights is that it's a very effective phrase because the pitch on the left is going to be, okay, well, you can think we're a little extreme on abortion, but if you actually favor kind of citizen-level protections for any fertilized human DNA, you're going to legally have to have the position that they have in Vatican City. Like, there would be no in vitro fertilization, no surrogacy. Those things often result in embryo destruction. You know, there'd be no Plan B, which, you know, works after the blastocyst, I guess, implants on the uterine wall, so on. The other side is coming to take those things away. While it might be true that, like, an absolute reading of medical literature would lead some people to do that, I don't think it's true the Republicans want to do that.
I don't get that.
Platform, actually.
Yeah, I don't get that either. But, you know, this is what happens is the left is really good in turning the issue into an emotional issue. And once it's in an emotional realm, you know as well as I do, Dr. Riley, it's difficult to have that conversation, to be able to reason about, okay, what is a reasonable, you know, solution to this? And I was talking with Liz Peek just a moment ago, and when I saw the movie Oppenheimer, something hit me here just in terms of this idea of compassion, because Planned Parenthood has really framed this issue of abortion as having compassion. You know, compassion for your current family, compassion for your future family, self-compassion, you know, that kind of thing. And that's a powerful concept. And, you know, and I saw how it related in Oppenheimer, because Oppenheimer was really, you know, he was perplexed. I mean, here he is. He's creating a bomb that's going to kill hundreds of thousands of people, and he knows beyond, and he says, once we set it in motion, you know, there's no stopping it, basically, right? And he was struggling with that. I think any human being would, but he realized that once it was released, there was no stopping it. And it's almost like the same thing with abortion, is that because it was almost like the same language. You know, we had to release the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, you know, for compassion's sake. If not, you know, the justification, you know, from the administration and the military personnel was otherwise, we're looking at millions of people dying if there has to be a ground offensive into Japan, right? So you got to have compassion. So here we are, we're utilizing compassion once again. And in a sense, it's like this is kind of a different nuclear bomb that we've released that's doing a similar kind of result. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it's a good analogy. I mean, to some extent, I think it's understandable why the argument is so powerful, though. I mean, so, like, I'll be very blunt here. There are social trends we don't want. Like, it would be a bad thing for society if 16-year-old single mothers had a million more babies per year. Now, there are actual solutions to that on the right, improving the adoption process and so on. But the basic idea of we don't want this to happen, that's not some crazy racist or pro-male idea. That's a very logical idea if you look at what would happen in society. So both left and right have to figure out a way to stop that. The atomic bomb analogy is actually pretty similar. I mean, like, I would have dropped the atomic bomb on Japan if we're just kind of, you know, making leadership decisions we don't have to right now. I mean,
right.
The other alternative was, in fact, an invasion of the Japanese home islands, which would have resulted in, we would have lost about 500,000 men, but more importantly, we would have killed many of the people in Japan. Like, at that point in history, we probably would have assumed that every male over 12 is a fighter and just slaughtered them all. That's what happened in wars. So I guess there are two points. One, if a coherent right opposes abortion after, say, heartbeat or whatever the standard is, there does have to be something in place to make it possible for a million more babies to not be born in unfunctional families. The adoption process is certainly one thing there. I mean, you're seeing the growth of crisis pregnancy centers. But the right has to really emphasize that. Like, no, the alternative isn't just we double the crime rate.
Right, exactly. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. Wilfred Riley. Stay with us.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Top of the hour, Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, and Lies My Liberal Teachers Taught Me. Our liberal teachers taught us lies?
Yeah, well, this is so, I mean, the book that I just wrote, Lies My Liberal Teacher Taught Me, is, it's interesting. It's a critique of American education. It's a lot of different things. But the basic idea of the book is a response to all of these people that came out in the 1970s, for example, and said that they had the truth. Mm. You know, they'd found out the dark secret about America. So you have Howard Zinn's, like, A People's History of the United States. You have Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, An Indian History of the United States. And you could do, like, 10 more of these 1619 projects. And what all of them are saying is kind of that American history and politics are taught from the right. And we hear constantly about how great the country is, and that's wrong. And first of all, I think the country is great, but there's also an obvious strategic point to all this. Since about 1950 in the North, we've actually been teaching almost entirely from the political left. And a lot of the things that people are saying now aren't true at all. So, like, the book has a chapter on slavery. Was slavery an American innovation? Was slavery in the United States especially harsh? And the answer is no. I mean, there's a chapter on the Cold War, which is a real focus of a lot of modern professors, certainly teachers sometimes, because they're communists or sympathizers. But, I mean, I make the point that there were, in fact, a ton of actual Russian spies in the USA during the Cold War era. And
exactly.
Because I've worked with the Venona cables, the political scientists, actually, like, list them. I mean, that's in one of the chapters. Like, these are the probable Russian agents in the USA. Mm-hmm. Right. So the book is designed to counter the things, gender theory, that your kids are actually hearing now, as opposed to, you know, some fantasy that might have been the case 60 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of Oppenheimer, I mean, you know, at the time, then it was like, okay, German sympathizers. And it's amazing how some of the stories and the narratives have been, you know, blotted out and set aside. And, you know, you hear maybe some entertainers, Oppenheimer, others, that they thought were just, you know, that they were German, you know, sympathizers. And I think at the end of the day, my assessment of Oppenheimer was that he was kind of neutral. I mean, he was you know, he's a scientist, you know, and he did a lot of he did a lot of work on behalf of the American people and really, you know, saved the West, you know, by bringing all these scientists from all over. It wasn't like, well, I can't have you because you're a German, or I can't have, no, can you get the job done? It was based on merit. Let's bring, you know, some smart people together to deal with a problem. And for him doing that, somehow it tainted his alignment. And they accused him of being, you know, associated with the Germans.
Yeah, Oppenheimer's political tastes are an interesting question. He's also been accused of being a communist and one of the first feminists. I mean, he was an interesting and complex guy. And some of that may be true. You watch the movie, The Love Affairs and all that. He was an interesting man.
Yeah. But, well, that's what happens when you're a brainiac like that, right? I mean, and he was, there's no doubt the guy was a total brainiac. But, I mean, you can get to be a little bit too much of yourself. But, it's the nature of genius, isn't it? I think.
Well, you know, of course, I understand. I mean, I don't actually think that the average kind of big dome on a college campus is spying and having women chase them around the bedroom. But, I mean, like, but Oppenheimer was known for that sort of stuff. He's an interesting guy. And one of the things, a friend of mine made this joke on social media, and I actually thought it was pretty hilarious, but he was talking about the American Space and Weapons Program, and he said, well, the real hidden figure was a swastika. Like, we were bringing over anyone that could flee Germany, Germans after we were defeated, Russians that we were able to turn as agents, the Jews who were refugees from Europe. And all these people were expected to kind of swallow their hatreds and work together to give us the long-range rockets and so on. So the kind of cutesy American narrative that it was, in fact, kind of young, attractive black women working in a particular office that, you know, got us to the moon and, you know, got those bombs over to Europe. That's not really true. I mean, we were scraping up guys from every country that we defeated and, you know, probably reading them the riot act and saying, well, it's die or this, you know?
Yes. Right. Well, and why not? I mean, you know, if you know that that's where the intellect is at and that's the resources, that's like, you know, what's going on with the border, for example, Will, and that drives me nuts, is that we've got, you know, millions of people coming and nobody's vetting them. Nobody's, you know, we understand, you know, there's a number of people coming, you know, they're murderers, they're felons, they're coming from prisons. These countries are emptying out their prison. We get that. But I still, for me, silly me, I just want to know, hey, what good does this person have? I mean, is there some intellectual genius or geniuses coming across the border we don't know about that we're going to send them out to go, you know, go work in agriculture and or go be a drug runner for the cartels or what, when this person could actually contribute, you know, for the country's good? I mean, if we're going to, you know, pay them and give them all this subsidy, where's the return on investment or consideration on that?
Well, that's exactly right. And this gets into something that we talked about briefly during the break, and that comes up with most of these issues. Like, I mean, most people oppose, say, late-term abortion or something. But if you are a leader, there are going to be a lot of situations where you're going to have to set aside a purely moral analysis, or at least include that in a broader analysis, and decide what the thing is that's logical for your country. So you can say all day, whatever a unit you care about is, or your firm. So you can say all day that, you know, no one should ever make these doomsday weapons. This is one of the critiques of Oppenheimer. The simple reality, as you pointed out during the break, is that if America had not designed the nuclear bomb and later the hydrogen bomb, the Japanese and the Germans might not have been defeated in the same way and probably would have. The Russians, they were under Joe Stalin at the time, right?
Exactly.
Certainly would have. Yeah, I mean, it would have been Joseph Stalin with nuclear bombs and us without them because we were more focused on peace. So I guess you can kind of rationalize this and say, well, you know, the amoral decisions were morally good because in the end they produced a morally better outcome. But the simple reality, though, as a leader is often you have to look at situations and say, like, I don't think that crap's going to work. Mm-hmm. Borders are another example where I'm sure if you're a border guard, especially, I mean, the Border Patrol is 50% Latino, hardworking guys. Mm-hmm. It's got to be terrible to turn people back into the waters of the Rio Grande and so on. But the alternative is that anyone in the world, not just people from our neighbor Mexico, but people from China, Haiti, so on, can walk into the USA. And you just can't have that. I mean, one 9/11 level incident every 30 years would make that untenable.
Exactly.
So, once you say you can't have that, just like you say you can't ban in vitro fertilization, just like you say you can't lose to the Russians, I mean, then you've got to make decisions based on what you're not going to allow. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think Oppenheimer made the right decision, but those choices are common.
No, you're exactly right, and unfortunately, when things are mired in political forces, we miss out on the logic and the opportunity to come up and have these reasonable conversations. As I said earlier, is that it gets so emotionalized. The other side, you know, then all of a sudden we're siloed and we're not talking to one another. We're not coming to that point that we need to come to that you're saying, and I agree with you 100%, to where we can reason this out to say, okay, if our objective is X, then what do we do and not do in order to provide X, right?
Yeah, like, I understand there's a lot of complicated ethical discussion around this, like, do the ends justify the means, like Kant versus Nietzsche and all these other dead people. But, like, in practice, when you're making a business or military decision, what you're doing is saying, this is an objective we have to achieve. We have
yes.
to take this hill, or the Iraqi Revolutionary Guard is going to keep it. Now, what are you willing to do to take that hill? There are things morally that most people, and that is a real concept, that most people aren't going to be willing to do.
Now here you are. You're talking Israel, Hamas.
Yeah.
You're talking Gaza right now. Exactly.
Well, that's an interesting point. Yeah, I hadn't actually had that analogy in mind. But yeah, like, so the Israeli war, what the political left, and this one is politicized, like the left basically supports Palestine, which means basically supporting Hamas. Hamas mm-hmm. is the elected 82% of the vote government of Palestine. So what the left is essentially doing is pointing to the effects of war and saying this can never be justified. This is genocide. And it's actually an interesting point. I mean, you know, can wars other than crusades be ethically justified? I mean, people argued about this for 1,000 years. But realistically, in the human world, if someone attacks your country, you're going to respond with a war. And it's hard to imagine a more brutal attack on a sovereign state than what Hamas did, where 1,400 people were raped, murdered, or they shot up a rave. They went into a kibbutz
right.
dedicated to senior citizens, killed them all. This is on Facebook, you know? We didn't want to see it. But, like, the grandmother who was shot in her house was a streaming video on social media for a day. Like, we all saw this. There's no way to
exactly.
deny it.
Right.
So, I mean, basically, Israel is responding, I think, appropriately. And what their opponents are doing is not saying, well, their actions are morally inappropriate. They're not making a logical or even an ethical case. They're pointing to the devastation itself and saying, this can never be justified, so it should stop. So, yeah, you're right. This is exactly the kind of thing we're talking about. Like, does war have to never occur because of this claim? And I think the answer is clearly no.
No, because we're idiots. You know, we're humanoids that do stupid things. And so then you get the reaction, and then you're, and then all of a sudden you think you want to stop the stuff. Well, once you open up the door to this kind of a terror and murder, how do you stop it? I mean, this is why, you know, for me, I've always believed, Will, that, you know, this is where the generals come into play. And you just say, okay, let the generals out of the cage, let them go there and wreak havoc and destruction and everything. And then when everybody's had enough of it and said, whoa, stop, then we'll sit down at the table and we can reason this out. Unfortunately, that seems to be, you know, the formula that is required, and people are trying to short circuit this stuff. And I think we're trying to catch the wind. Anyway, we've only got 5 seconds left. So Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University, has been our guest. Thank you, Will. Take care.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final